Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's move on to some of the candidates then, because as ever, Liverpool and Germany in the Bundesliga remain intertwined, it appears. One of them, albeit the best man for the job, is probably the man who's leaving in May. Liverpool do need to start looking at the replacement, at the successor. The standout name, really, and the name on everyone's lips almost immediately after, once they'd allowed themselves to realise that Jurgen Klopp wouldn't be here forever, it went straight to Xabi Alonso. All eyes turned to Xabi Alonso in the media, in the fan base, etc., etc., etc. He is very much the people's pick, I think it's fair to say. I think it makes a lot of logical sense. There are some factors that don't make sense. Of course, there's an emotional connection already involved there with Liverpool Football Club. He is a fan, in inverted commas, potentially not a boyhood one, but definitely one in his later life. You touched on this in the article as well. You said Alonso will potentially be allowed to leave Leverkusen. He's got a contract there until 2026. There's this gentleman's agreement that I put in inverted commas for those only listening on audio. Yeah, what do you make of these instant links? Does it make sense to you?
Of course it makes sense. And I mean, Xabi Alonso has been linked to basically his three former clubs, Bayern, Real, and Liverpool, ever since he like emerged, and people figured that, all right, he might be a talented one when he let Leverkusen out of the relegation zone in the later stages of 2022, and then, you know, qualified for Europe and now playing in the Europa League and now leading the Bundesliga unbeaten so far. So, yeah, of course. I mean, then he was linked to his former clubs. Real Sociedad is the fourth one. He was there to coach the reserve team. I mean, he might even go back there at some point in his career. Why not? They are always ambitious, and he's of course from Basque. So, I mean, yeah, there's a big chance that he might take over Liverpool in 2024, 2025. So next season. I mean, Leverkusen officials were quite confident that he would stay for another year. Because he spent 3 years at Real Sociedad, owning his craft. Now it's his second year, not even a full second year at Leverkusen. They will definitely qualify for the Champions League. I mean, it's almost like now confirmed when you look at the point gap to Dortmund and RB Leipzig. So yeah, of course. I mean, he could stay there for another year. No one, I mean, he's not too old. He's 42. He has all the time in the world to go elsewhere. But of course, now is the opening at Liverpool. Real Madrid, they have extended Ancelotti's contract until 2026. So two more years after this season. I don't know. It might be a little bit long. And you never know. I mean, Ancelotti could be sacked, but I don't think they will do it unless there's like a huge blowout. And then there's Bayern Munich. Yes, I mean, there's a chance because Thomas Tuchel has had struggles. But the Liverpool job might be very intriguing because right now Liverpool are leading the Premier League and are in great shape in terms of the team itself. Interesting. If it happens, just say happens, right? Alonso goes to Liverpool. The interesting factor or the intriguing question will be, let's put it that way, that his current like tactical style he prefers is much more possession, basically much more dominant, and like we want to secure the ball, we don't want to give it away, much more focused on that than what Klopp usually does. Because I looked up the stats. I mean, Liverpool recovered the most loose balls per 90 minutes of all Premier League teams. Manchester City, the least ones, right? So it's interesting that there might be a bit of a deviation then from what Liverpool fans have seen in the past almost 9 years. Just thinking about it, just in case, right? I mean, I guess the transition from Leverkusen to Bayern would be more effortless.
It definitely feels like a shift tactically in terms of the brand of football, but I guess it's still the attacking style of play. There are slight intrinsic changes within that, but it's still a front foot. We want to be the ones to dictate the way the game plays sort of thing. So it's not a huge shift, but you're right. There will be changes. Whoever the next manager is, there'll be changes you would for. You're not going to get anyone to do what Jurgen Klopp's done. It's got to be a different way. And I actually quite like that because there's been some loose discussion here about Thomas Frank, obviously Danish.
Yes.
And he reminds me a lot of Jurgen Klopp. And I really like Thomas Frank, but I don't want almost a Jurgen Klopp 2.0 because it isn't Jurgen Klopp, if that makes sense. I'd like to see us a little bit removed from that. And Xabi Alonso would, of course, be that. I mean, wonderful footballer, very well decorated footballer, copes with pressure well. We've seen that on the pitch, clearly in his early managerial foes as well. In terms of who he's been managed by Rafael Benitez, Jose Mourinho, Carlo Ancelotti. Like, the pedigree is there. He's learned his craft, as you mentioned. He oozes class as a person, not just a footballer. I mean, you touched on it there. Like, in terms of his playing style, in terms of his personality, and in terms of how he comes across in the media and all that type of stuff, you've seen a lot of it. Is he ticking every single box along the way at the moment?
I mean, the funny thing is, I actually said it when the BBC did a big piece on him, like a small video documentary or something. I talked about it, that the funny thing about Xabi Alonso is that he looks almost the same than when he was like 32 Handsome. Years old. That is 42 years old. That's why now he looks so youthful, because the offense, like when he was 32, he looked more like an almost retired footballer. Not he wasn't in great shape, but like the. Just the hair and how he behaved and everything, right? He looked like an elder statesman, like maybe Andrea Pirlo in this late stage career or the later stages of his career. That's interesting because right now he's still in great shape, and some players like Granit Xhaka have said that he almost runs more than us during training sessions because he's always involved and always. Still like participating in like training games and stuff like that. So it's kind of funny, right? In that sense, that he hasn't really aged in the past 10 years, but of course in his, especially during like the last third of his career, he always was like this like field general, elder statesman type of player. Also comes with his position, of course, like being the deep lying midfielder. He didn't do much running at some point, but a lot of passing and then like long balls and stuff. And yeah, of course, I mean, as a he hasn't really changed as a like a person, I think, because he was always very like comparatively matured compared to his peers. I mean, like Xabi Alonso was no one where you would expect, like, I don't know, some weird Instagram posts, or I mean, Instagram wasn't maybe around during his heyday, but still, or other things like yellow press coverage about, like, I don't know, some weird stuff he did, which you know, he played for Real Madrid during a couple of seasons where there was stuff going on down in Madrid, just as an example. So, yeah, and he's still like that. But he still talks about like how his leadership skills are still like developing. And what is interesting, he once at the media roundtable in December talked about how he tries to find a balance between like being like hard on the guys and giving commands, like, you know, and expecting them to obey his commands, and on other occasions like being very laid back and not doing anything, not telling his players anything, let them do their thing, basically let them be who they are. It's interesting to see, because I think you need to find the right balance, and I think there's a lot of Carlo Ancelotti in Xabi Alonso's way of managing a team, because as we know, Rafa Benitez was always hard on his players. As Steven Gerrard once said, I think Jamie Carragher was it, who said, like, you once wanted him to say something nice about you, but he never did.
Yeah, like, that's right. That's absolutely spot on. Yeah, you were absolutely spot on there.
Like Iron General or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he was hard.
Yeah, I think there's more Carlo Ancelotti in Xabi Alonso. And I think that there, I mean, let's remember, of course, he won the Champions League with Liverpool, right? And in that, of course, historic game alongside Didi Hamann in the second half. But in throughout his Real Madrid years, like, he was on like the peak of his just being as a player. He reached his peak, and I think that's why also he remembers a lot of things that happened during his Real Madrid time. And also, of course, being a Spaniard, I mean, I know he's Basque, but still being a Spaniard playing for Real Madrid, still a big deal, and winning all these championships. You can't imagine that he remembers a lot of things that happened during that time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.